When all hope seems lost, who is the Lord to whom I pray? Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. As Christians, our lives can be filled with the joys of a loving community, songs that make us feel free, and verses that bring comfort and hope. However, if we're honest, there are also times when trials come flooding in. We wake up, feel lost, overwhelmed, and as if we are miles away from God's path, unsure of how to get back on track. When all hope seems lost, first, know with confidence that our good God is still at work. We serve the God of both the roaring mountains and the dark valleys, and the God who brought hope and restoration to Job, Ruth, and Paul is the same God that hears your cries and is reaching out to carry your burdens today. When you are brokenhearted and desiring some sort of peace, take a moment to ask yourself, who is the Lord to whom I pray? As you cry out to God, remind yourself who is hearing those pleas. Remember His provision in your life and the lives of other believers. Remember His grace and mercy on display in Jesus. Sing and proclaim Eliza Hewitt's song with assurance that He is just the same for you today. The God who led His people through the parted seas and from Egyptian bondage set His children free, who rained down bread from heaven all pilgrim way, is the God to whom I pray. Just the same today, just the same today, as when He led His people through the sea. His trustful child I'll be, for in His word I see, the God who doeth wonders is just the same today. The God who rescued Daniel from the lion's den and from the fiery service saved the three young men, who speaks and constellations will His voice obey, is the God to whom I pray. The God who stills the tempest with a word divine, and on the clouds of sorrows made His rainbow shine. Who from the tomb of Jesus rolled the stone away, is the God to whom I pray. The God who clothes the lily in its robe of snow, who in barren desert make His rivers flow. The God who lifts the sinner from the miry clay, is the God to whom I pray. Let's pray to that God today. Jesus, let Your peace wash over us, restore our hope, renew our spirits, and help us find rest in who You are, who You have been, and who You will always be. Amen.
You've been listening to an excerpt from A Living Hope, an 8-day devotional ebook created by TWR Women of Hope. To access the full ebook and other resources, visit us at www.twrwomanofhope.org.